KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde, reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Adrian Payne had 18 points and 10 rebounds, leading number 8 Michigan State to a rugged 59-56 victory over Iowa in the Big Ten quarterfinals on Friday night. Keith Appling and Gary Harris had 13 points apiece for the Spartans, who trailed by 12 midway through the second half. They advanced to play Ohio State in the next round in a rematch of last season's tournament championship won by Michigan State. Iowa was also close to an upset victory that could have cemented a spot in the field for next week's NCAA tournament. Instead, the Hawkeyes will have to sweat out a nervous selection Sunday. Mike Cassell led the way with 9 points for the Hawkeyes, who had no players score in double figures. Perry Ellis scored a career-high 23 points, and 7th-ranked Kansas pulled away in the second half to beat Iowa State 88-73 on Friday night and reached the Big 12 tournament title game. Jeff Withey and Elijah Johnson added 14 points each, and Ben Mecklemore finished with 10 for the top-seeded Jayhawks, who advanced to play number 11 Kansas State tonight for its 6th Big 12 tournament championship. George Niang scored 19 points and Melvin Ejim had 17 for the 5th-seeded Cyclones, who were trying to turn the tables after losing to the Jayhawks twice in overtime this season. Instead, Kansas won for the 16th time in their last 17 meetings. Ellis was a big reason why. Drake has not retained basketball coach Mark Phelps after 5 seasons. Athletic director Sandy Hatfield Club announced the move Thursday, a week after the Bulldogs were knocked out of the Missouri Valley Tournament. Phelps was hired to replace Keno Davis, who led the Bulldogs to the Valley title in 2008, but Phelps couldn't keep Drake near the top of the league standings. Bulldogs star Ravonte Rice transferred to Illinois before the season, and Drake stumbled to a 15-17 finish. Phelps leaves Drake with a record of 77-86. The Bulldogs never posted 20 wins under Phelps and only twice finished above 500 overall. Drake has always been one of the tougher jobs in the country, combining high academic standards with a spotty history in basketball. Phelps is just the latest in a long line of Drake coaches who failed to overcome those challenges. Phelps, who spent 12 seasons as an assistant under Herb Sendek at NC State and Arizona State, was hired to replace Davis in the spring of 2008 after the program's first NCAA tournament appearance in 37 years. Davis, now the coach of Central Michigan, parlayed a spectacular one-year run that included the Associated Press Coach of the Year Award into the job at Providence. Many believed Davis's heroics in squeezing 28 wins out of the Bulldogs would prove to be fleeting. Those critics proved to be right. Phelps' teams finished 7-11 in the Valley 4 times, save for a 9-9 record in 2011-2012 behind Rice. Drake showed flashes of improvement this season, beating league champion Creighton at home and winning at Indiana State. But the Bulldogs were very inconsistent as well, losing by 30 on the road at Northern Iowa and against the Blue Jays. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter believes the Hawkeyes will be one of the teams selected on Monday night for the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes finished the season with a record of 20-12. She said, "With a 37 RPI and we play in the second toughest conference in America, we've got good quality wins, so I feel like we're in." Bluter says this year's team has had great leadership, and she hopes they get a chance to finish in the NCAA tournament. She says, "Our captains, Jamie, Trisha, and Morgan, were voted on by the players, so obviously the players had the respect for those three. But I think those three didn't just take the title and sit on it. They took the title and tried to learn how to be better captains. They embraced the role, wanted to be good captains, wanted this team to be successful because they knew it was going to be their legacy, their senior leadership, their captain role that was going to be tagged the season. So I think they were always determined to always do a good job with that. Bluter says she would like to see the Big Ten women's tournament move to the same weekend as the men's. The women played their tournament last week in Chicago. The men's tournament is this week. Iowa could play at home in the tournament. Carver Hawkeye Arena will host the first two rounds beginning March 24th. The Kansas City Chiefs signed veteran offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz on Friday in an attempt to bolster their depth. Schwartz, who can play both guard and tackle, started 16 games for Carolina in 2010, but missed the following season with a hip injury. He spent last season as a backup in Minnesota. The former seventh-round pick could compete with Donald Stevenson for the job at right tackle, which came open when the Chiefs released Eric Winston. But Schwartz admitted he's more adept at guard, where he could compete with John Asamoah and Jeff Allen for playing time. Schwartz said on a conference call with reporters that he's been told by the Chiefs there will be open competition and that the best five will roll. The Minnesota Vikings signed free agent quarterback Matt Cassel. The Vikings announced the signing Friday, one day after agreeing to terms with the former Patriot and Chief to be the backup to starter Christian Ponder. Cassel was waived by Kansas City on Thursday with 2 years left on his contract. Cassel led the Patriots to an 11-5 record in place of the injured Tom Brady in 2008. He was traded to Kansas City in 2009, made the Pro Bowl in 2010, and struggled the past two seasons. He threw 6 touchdown passes and 12 interceptions in 9 games last year. The Arizona Cardinals have added 2 more free agent acquisitions, agreeing to terms on 1-year contracts with cornerback Antoine Kaysen and defensive end Matt Shaughnessy. Kaysen, a former University of Arizona standout, was a first-round draft pick by San Diego and never missed a game in his 5 seasons with the Chargers. Kaysen started all 16 games in 2012 with 2 interceptions, 71 tackles, 1 forced fumble, and a team-high 12 passes defended. Earlier Friday, Arizona announced it had agreed to terms with Shaughnessy, who started all 16 games last season with Oakland. He had 3.5 sacks along with 42 tackles, 29 solos. The Raiders selected Shaughnessy in the 3rd round of the 2009 draft out of Wisconsin, where he was a teammate of Cardinals outside linebacker O'Brien Schofield. Arizona has acquired 8 free agents this week. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the Minnesota Vikings have agreed to terms on a deal to land free agent receiver Greg Jennings from their rivals in Green Bay. Jennings gives Minnesota the number one receiver third-year quarterback Christian Ponder has desperately needed. The person requested anonymity because the deal had not been officially announced at the time. Jennings caught 36 passes for 366 yards and 4 touchdowns in 8 games last season. He bolsters a thin receiving group that grew thinner when the Vikings traded star Percy Harvin to Seattle earlier this offseason. He becomes the latest Packer to head across the border to Minnesota. Darren Sharper, Brett Favre, and Ryan Longwell are other high-profile Packers to make the move. The Eagles have acquired wide receiver Aurelius Ben and a 7th-round pick from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for Philadelphia's 6th-round choice this year and a conditional draft pick in 2014. Ben, a 2nd-round selection, 39th overall by the Buccaneers in 2010, has 59 receptions for 862 yards and 5 touchdowns in 3 seasons. He led the Buccaneers with 13 kickoff returns for 306 yards in only 8 games last year, before a knee injury ended his season. In 2011, Ben had career highs in catches, yards receiving, and touchdowns. Ben is the 9th player acquired by the Eagles since the start of free agency. The team signed 8 free agents in the first 3 days. The St. Louis Cardinals have named Adam Wainwright as their opening day starter, and he showed why in a victory over the Washington Nationals. Wainwright gave up just 1 run in 6 strong innings in the 5-1 exhibition victory for St. Louis. Matt Adams hit a 3-run homer to provide most of the offense. New York Mets third baseman David Wright has a moderate strain on the left side of his rib cage that will shut him down until next week, leaving his status for opening day uncertain. Wright was a late scratch from the U.S. team's lineup in the World Baseball Classic game against the Dominican Republic Thursday night. He traveled to New York to have the injury checked out. Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN Sports.